This little information that I'm providing in this video is the reason why I believe anyone can become successful. You know, contrary to the popular opinions of people that money making is hard, listen to what I've got to tell you today in this video. You see, anyone can do it. And when I say anyone can do it, I have done it. I'm in the process of still doing it. I'm in the process of still creating businesses and enterprises that will eventually change my life. Now, whether you're tall, you're skinny, you're fat, you're slim, whatever, whether you are blockhead or a genius, whatever it is, we are seeing people all around the world with different backgrounds making money and becoming successful in their lives. So what makes you think that money making is so hard that you cannot do it? The time that I decided to champion my life, it was very hard. I was very worried about my future. I was very worried about the fact that my mom is going to wake up every morning and she's going to be thinking about what she's going to eat, how the school fees of my siblings are going to be paid, how these people are going to be taken care of, and how the many people that I support them with their school fees, how they are going to be able to, you know, go through that. So every single day, I woke up with worries on my mind that I need to make enough to be able to take care of enough people within the family and myself. When it comes to money making, there are a few things that you've got to understand. You just have to learn how to do things in a certain way. Now, that certain way are the many things that I'm describing in this video that you're watching. Now, there were many questions that were on my mind as to how I was going to make my daily bread and how my future was going to turn out. So those questions I kept asking myself became the motivation that really pushed me to think about my future differently. Even though the path that I was on was very much the professional way, I was always doing business. I was always doing one thing or the other. I think I've said it in several videos that when I got access to the internet, I was very excited. And I started learning how to do certain things like creating websites, learning how to code, learning how to repair computers. I learned how to do all of these things from scratch because of access to the internet. Today, we have many people who have access to the internet. They probably have better phones than I do. They probably have better internet connections than I do, but then they are still struggling. But why? Why are these things happening? And they are the same people that are going to complain all the time that making money is hard. But then they have all the resources in their hand. They have all the access and they are not utilizing it. Remember, I've said that you've got to be able to think differently from the average person. You have to be able to think of doing things slightly different. We have people who have corner businesses, tabletop businesses, who are utilizing the internet to change the way they do business today. And they are getting a lot of customers. I was speaking to one of my friends who said that he chanced on this guy who was doing a restaurant business, and he was so big on the internet. When he traveled hours to get to where the business was, and he realized that, wow, it's a small place, but his online presence was really big. You see, that guy understood. He understands now that the way we do business has changed. Now we're in the information age. And once you put the information out there that people can trust, they will buy into you and the business that you have. Now is probably the easiest time to make money. Some people would not agree, but that's also the reason why many people are poor. If you don't see the possibilities of being able to make money on the internet today through your skills or whatever it is that you want to do, then forget it. It may not happen for you. And you will continuously think that making money is hard. Because the truth is, if you cannot see the possibilities, then nobody is going to make you see it. The only thing we do with these videos and this content that we provide is to make you aware that there is something, there's another way different from the way you think. And if you choose to think differently, your life will be different from the people that you know. As we speak now, it is possible to set up a business within 30 minutes. And I'm going to tell you how. Many businesses now are transitioning to go online. And it's been happening in the West for many years. But there are some people within, you know, the other continents of the world that are still behind and are still not catching up to this concept. You see, within 30 minutes, you can get a domain name, get a logo, get a design, find products, do your research. There are free hosting available that you can use. And if you're good enough and you found all these products and you're willing to remain consistent on that path, then you can utilize social media. If you have a good phone, like I said, you can shoot very good pictures of these products or videos of these products and then put it online where you have access to a million people, and I say billions of people on the internet who can see your services and the products that you have, and they will start patronizing those services. Now, I say it's easy, but of course, in between, there are certain things that you have to do. You have to be consistent. You have to be willing to take the risk. You have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to wake up when everybody is sleeping. You have to be willing to go through the mud and get your hands dirty. If you're not willing to do all of that, you can follow everything that I'm saying in this video and the things that I've got to share in the next few points that I've got to make, and you will still not turn out to be great. You will still not be able to create that business. You will still not be able to utilize the easy systems that we have around today. So the question really is, with all the emergence of technology and everything that is happening in the world today with AI, social media platforms, and everything that we have access to today, why do many people still think that making money is hard? Why do many people still have very negative relationship with money? From the experiences of guilt to jealousy to envy, the concept that people have around money, why do still people have all those things? Why do still people experience all these negative energies around money? And I'm sure you have an answer for that. If you're somebody that is watching me that think that money is unspiritual, you know, money is dirty, money is evil, money, you know, brings about negative people into your life, then you can answer these questions. I don't know why you think the way you think. There must have been something that's happening within you. There must have been something that's happened within your upbringing that makes you think that money is so negative and money is so unspiritual that makes you not want to make any change in your life. See, many of us, it's not just about sitting here and having conversation. We have actual businesses that we run. We have actual things that we do on a daily basis. But then this platform is just for us to share the knowledge that we've acquired over the years that can impact someone's life, that can make somebody think differently about their lives. But I want to tell you that if anything is physically and humanly possible, then you can do it too. Think of this, right? When you were a child, you were taught how to read. You were taught how to walk. You were taught how to run. You were taught so many things, how to use fork and knife. Very basic stuff. You were taught common, you know, science, biology, physics, all these things. Now, you are learning these things because you're later going to use them in your life, or you're going to have questions in life that the things that you've learned are going to answer those questions for you. It's the same concept with money. You see, making money is an actual art, and you have to learn how it works. You have to learn success. You have to learn money making. And you can learn this from people. You can learn it from information like this one. You can learn it from podcasts, right? You can learn it from books, or you can learn it from your mentors, the people that you trust and you value. You can learn from them. There are certain people that believe that money only runs in the family. I never grew up in money. You know, I didn't grow up like that, right? I grew up, you know, seeing people struggle in my family. And then I chose to take a different path. But how did that choice come my way? I started learning success. I started studying people who have done it before. I started following people, having mentors who advised me that it is possible. You know, that's the waking up moment, the aha moment, the epiphany, when I realized that indeed it is possible for me to be different than everybody else that I have around me. And the truth is, if you try the process of making money once legitimately and you're able to get it right, then really what happens is that it leaves you with clues for the next project that you're going to do. So learn and, you know, champion your life and decide that today you are going to start making certain steps. You're going to start doing certain things that are going to change your life, from reading of the books to studying people like Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hills, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, right? Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and very common people like, you know, people within your circle who are doing things legitimately different from the way you do it, that you believe that you can learn from. Because the truth, like I said, is financial success is an art, and you must take time and resources to learn and practice daily. And of course, it's going to work for you. Look, my name is Derek Abaite, and this is the end of the segment. And if you enjoyed it, please leave a comment below. And let me understand what you think about this and some of the content that you wish that I can provide on this platform for you. Thank you. I'm out.